Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Swift reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to third. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swift scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LePon moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson is hit by the pitch. Vico moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. LePon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. LePon reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers won. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Vernon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Vernon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 3 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Swift and he is out, Kel applying the tag. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Bearden goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 4 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Bob Swift. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Sam Vico. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.